And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media on the Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter. It's at The Sean Green Show. And make sure you go to the Sean Green Show YouTube page. A lot of stuff I'm throwing out there at you. Right now, I'm going to bring in Ray Carcillo. He's the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, RayCarcillo.com. He's on the line with us, and he's going to join us right now. Hey, what's going on, Ray?
How much fun? How you doing, dude?
Hey, I'm doing all right. We talked to you last week about, you know, the Consumer Electronics Show. One thing I definitely wanted to, you know, talk to you about this go-around is, you know, 2015 and upcoming video games and what you are actually looking forward to this year.
Oh, man, it's a pretty long list, but definitely at the top of that list is got to be Batman Arkham Knight coming out in June 2nd. It's been delayed a couple of times. Obviously, this is supposed to conclude what Rocksteady considers what their true trilogy, not considering Origins from a couple of years ago, because that was done by Warner Brothers Montreal. The fact is, you know, Scarecrow's going to be the main bad guy, along with this brand new character that's introduced to the Batman universe through the game called the Arkham Knight. You have to use the Batmobile for the first time, which I can't wait to do. Gotham is supposed to be 20 times larger than what Arkham Asylum was.
Oh, my God.
And about 5 times larger than what Arkham City was. So you can just imagine the size and scope of the game. It's next-gen exclusive. For me, it's at the top of my list, is Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the Arkham Asylum, and then they had the Arkham City. I was a big fan of that. I know people that are hardcore Batman fans that are not, they're not really, they're like nitpicking this game, and they're nitpicking the fact that the armor looks like Iron Man armor and stuff like that. But I'm like you. I like the fact that they're actually going to let you use the Batmobile. And I think that was, you know, missing from it was missing from the previous two games. I thought, you know, in Arkham City, they were going to actually let you use the Batmobile, and they didn't. So that was a big letdown. But this one, I'm actually looking forward to. What other games are you looking forward to this year?
Well, kind of sticking with the car theme, Microsoft announced Forza 6 yesterday, obviously Xbox One exclusive, but definitely, it's kind of funny how they can just kind of keep churning out Forzas, and yet we're still waiting for any kind of news from Sony for a Gran Turismo 7, but I think that was a huge deal that Forza got announced yesterday. They've already said if they're aiming for probably September or October of this year, the new Ford GT is going to be on the cover, so it's also nice to see a little bit of a American Muscle getting a little bit of love with the Ford series of cars, basically being the brand they're going through this time around. So that's definitely up there. There's so many great games. That obviously got the new Battlefield coming out in March. They're going to do like a Cops and Robbers kind of theme. The multiplayer, obviously, everybody, you know, had a beta last year. Everybody was kind of disappointed with it. So they actually went back, retooled a lot of things, and so they delayed that too. By a few months, but hopefully it's a delay that's for the best. And then, of course, we don't have a specific release date, but we're hoping to get Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain sometime around March or April from Kojima, but obviously they haven't given us a specific release date, so I wouldn't be surprised if that got pushed back a little bit. But, there's so many great games. Mortal Kombat X looks amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that recently. I mean, I can't wait to see what they do. Mortal Kombat for me has always been a special series because it's the one fighting game that really kind of takes the single player and the story aspects very, very seriously. Like for most fighting games, it's always about versus and about competition, and that's great. But Mortal Kombat's always, it's done such a great job since it came on the scene now. Oh goodness, it's almost 25 years ago now, the early 90s. You know, of actually incorporating and building this whole universe. And I think Ed Boon is also one of the best guys in the industry. I talk to him frequently, and he's just a really nice dude. So I always like to see when Mortal Kombat's doing well. And I'm really excited for that coming out April 14th. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know when it's going to come out. There may be slips, maybe to 2016. Because there's other things. You know, obviously people are talking about the new Tomb Raider that's supposed to come out this holiday. But yeah. Until you get a new solid release date, you never really know.
Yeah, and then, well, one of the things I definitely wanted to ask you about, because we talked about this last year, two things. One, it's Street Fighter V, because I know you said it was pretty awesome. And also, you were saying how Sony were, like, 2015 was going to be Sony's year as far as game releases. Do you think this will, do you think, well, first of all, do you think Sony this year around, you think this is going to be the console to have in 2015?
Well, I mean, that's really, they're going to come out with their big guns, right? Like, they have to come out with Uncharted this year. They have to have Uncharted at Q4. Street Fighter V, although they haven't given anything, I think that'll slip to 20. I personally think that will slip to 2016, just knowing Capcom and how long it kind of takes them to kind of get things together. But in terms of what Sony, you know, Sony's doing with Bloodborne, what they got the Order coming out in March, you know, Uncharted coming out at the end of the year, right there, that's a pretty strong three-headed monster. In terms of exclusives. And then, of course, they've also got a lot of stuff that you're doing with Sony Online. H1Z1 is going to be launching soon. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see what exactly the PS4 can do this year, because, you know, with Microsoft, they're, you know, like I said, they announced Forza, but that's, you know, it's not exactly a system seller. So Sony definitely is kind of like hoarding the exclusives. And Tomb Raider is Microsoft exclusive, but again, you know, I still think that right now the numbers are favoring Sony in 2015 in terms of exclusives and in terms of the big picture. This will be the year to really, not only for people to jump into next gen, but probably to get onto the PS4 as well.
And what are your thoughts on the PlayStation Now stream? And do you think Sony went the correct route on actually streaming games?
Well, I mean, this is something that we knew that they were going to, they've been planning for a while with the acquisitions they had made. I mean, I think this is the future of technology. And for, I mean, this is what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing less hard copies of things, and everything's going to be more digital based. I always worry when you say streaming games that the technology, you know, any kind of hiccup with a stream, the internet goes down or anything, and obviously you can't play your games. Excuse me, by the way, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, so if I sound a little, but it's you know, they're. You know, if this is the way the future is going to happen, is that they we're going to move away from physical copies of things, and everything's going to become digital, everything's going to become streamed. Sony is just going to, you know, what they're trying to do with PlayStation Now and streaming stuff through TV is to just try and kind of get ahead of that and start also kind of merging the mobile market with the home console, saying, hey, you know, it's great that you have the mobile market, you have all these Android games, you have all these, you know, iOS games, all this other stuff, but you know what, yeah, you should still want to play them on a Sony TV, through a Sony console, and all this other stuff, because they know that if they don't get in front of that, it could spell doom for them down the line.
Great. We're talking with Ray Carcillo, review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, and RayCarcillo.com. I know you're into comic books, so I got to ask you these two questions. What did you think of the Ant-Man trailer, and what did you think of the Avengers 2 Age of Ultron, the second trailer that was released earlier today?
I think with a lot of people, I think it was very underwhelmed by Ant-Man. I think that Michael Douglas, I think as an older Hank Pym, what they're doing where he, you know, he's not with the modern age of heroes, I think it's an interesting idea. They didn't do a very good job of making me care at all about Paul Rudd or his character. And I also worry that, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy very much was a kind of, you know, off the wall humor, you know, humorful movie. And they pitched that to you at the very beginning.
Yeah.
They got, you know, through the trailers that this isn't going to be your typical superhero movie. And I got bits of that from the Ant-Man trailer. So I kind of worry that it doesn't know what it wants to be. I don't know if it wants to be a true superhero movie or if it wants to be an off the wall, you know, tongue-in-cheek, you know, change of pace. So when you have that conflict there, I worry that if you can't get that clear from a trailer, it's going to be even worse when the full two-hour movie comes out.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really worried about Ant-Man. Okay. Meanwhile, Avengers 2 Age of Ultron looks phenomenal. I cannot wait for this to come out. I can't wait to see everything they do. Every time they show us a little bit more information, you know, it looks like Andy Serkis there. He looks like Ulysses Claw. Of course, they haven't said that really, but he looks the part. You know, they're bringing in all these characters, really getting ready to set up what will be Phase 3, and it just looks phenomenal. The Hulkbuster armor, I can't wait to see it in action. I can't really wait to see, you know, how Ultron rises to power and, you know, how the Avengers combat that. And I really am, every time I see that, and I love still that they're still using the twisted, demonic, demented Pinocchio theme that they've twisted around, talking about how Ultron has no more strings attached to him. And I just think it's a brilliant move. Obviously, Disney using their, you know, extensive library of music and movies to kind of tie it into their new acquisition of Marvel. And I just think it's a brilliant move. I can't wait to see it. I think so. Very excited for Avengers. Not so excited for Ant-Man.
And there you have it. Ray Carcillo, the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly. Make sure you go to EGMnow.com. Make sure you check out RayCarcillo.com. There's a lot of cool stuff there. Man, thanks so much for joining me, man. You've been really phenomenal for the show.
Oh, thanks for having me every week, Sean. I appreciate it. It's definitely a highlight for me, so I love coming on.
Thanks, man. And we'll be back right after this.